Good morning, we're continuing Maseches Kalayim. In the first parak, we are up to Mishnah Zayin. So up until now, we gave a bunch of lists of different things which would be forbidden mixtures. And now, the Mishnah continues along that theme and explains the Mishnah Zayin in Mevi'in, Ilon be'ilon, Yarak be'yarak, v'la ilon be'yarak, v'la yarak be'ilon. Yudamater yarak be'ilon. So what's going on here in the Mishnah? Mishnah is talking about harkava. Harkava, which means grafting, taking a branch or a part of the plant and mixing it together with another plant and then planting it together. And the chiddush of this Mishnah is that one would think, well, the truth is, just as way at Bakdama, we learned this out from Klai Karim, that just like by Klai Karim you can't graft it together, there would be the same thing by any other field that you're planting. And this Mishnah is teaching us the halacha that even if it's a tree, whether it's a tree with another tree, or a tree with a yarek, or a yarek with a tree, whatever mixture it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says a yarek and an ilan, a vegetable plant and a tree, would be fine. And he explains, because it doesn't produce anything. You're not going to get a different fruit that's going to come from it. The reason why you do it, like we'll see in the later Mishnayos, there are reasons why somebody would want to mix two different plants together. It helps it grow better or protects it. But says Rabbi Yehuda, since it doesn't ultimately produce a different fruit, it's fine. And that's the way the Kahatia brings it down from the Tosfos Yontif. He says, Shaladas Rabbi Yehuda, ein iser klai harkava. There's no iser of klai harkava, of grafting, ela kashal yedeha harkava neilad min chadash. Unless through this crossbreed, or what truth is, through this mixture of these plants, you create some type of cross type of fruit. You get a new type of fruit. And the Chachamim disagree with him, and they say, no, we don't go after the final product, we go after the action of mixing it together. Mishnah Ches continues with a few examples of this, explaining how that would be. And it says, Einaitlin Yerakas, a person cannot plant vegetables, but like Sadr so Shikma, inside the stump of a Shikma tree. Again, I don't know exactly why somebody would want to do that. Obviously, there was some type of reason for it. There was some type of motivation. Maybe it would protect it from the animals. It was good soil. It would grow well. But ultimately, here you have a vegetable. Mishnah explains, but the Mishnah doesn't say here, you have a vegetable which is going inside an ilan. It's going to be a problem because that's an example of mixing together vegetables and trees. Mishnah continues, Imarkivan pegam agabe kidilavana. A person cannot mixed together pegum roux on top of agabi kida levana on top of white cassia. And the reason for that is both of these cases are vegetables inside a tree, and therefore you can't do it. A nitin yichor shall say, a person cannot take a shoot of a fig, of a fig tree, l'toicha chatzuv, and put into a chatzuv. Now, chatzuv was, we learned about this previously, there were plants, they were in the onion family, but the thing that was unique about them was that their roots grow straight down as opposed to spreading out. So they were used often to mark off certain areas at the end of a field where we knew where the division was because that went straight down. You can't do that. Why? You can't do it that it will cool it down. Now there are different pshat in what mekeroi means. The simple understanding is that, I don't know exactly what this means, but apparently these chatzuvim were warm. They were a very warm plant, and it wasn't good for their growth. So therefore, a person would take figs and put them together with it, which would cool it down. There are those who don't like this pshat, because just technically it doesn't really seem to make sense that you would be mevatel the fig tree. You would nullify the fig tree for this onion, which is not as chashuv of a fruit. It's not from the shivas aminim. So they explained that really the truth was that you were indeed using these figs to help this plant grow to the point where, in other words, it wouldn't have grown without it. I don't really understand it so well, but ultimately you're doing it because you want it to cool it down. You want it to protect over it. Ein teichven zumer shagefen, a person can't take a branch from a grapevine and put it l'teich avetiach inside a melon. Now, why would a person want to put it inside a watermelon? Simply because a watermelon is full of water. Shitehezerekes memelesach. He wants to have that the watermelon is going to feed this plant, this grapevine, In other words, it's a great idea. It doesn't have to water it every day. As long as a watermelon still has water, it would water it. So again, here his motivation is not to create a different type of fruit. He just simply wants to nourish the fruit from the watermelon. That's a problem because it's ilan v'yarek. He's putting a tree inside a vegetable. A person can't take the seed of a gourd and put it inside a mallow. I don't know exactly what it is. But you put it inside the shit mipnei, somehow it protects it. Mipnei shehu yarek b'yarek, that's a problem of klai Yisrael, or klai Elanes. He's grafting the two together, and he now has yarek b'yarek, which is a problem. The next Mishnah is a little bit longer, but it's quick. Mishnah tes atemin lefes utznon es tachas agafen. A person hides in the ground under a grapevine. He digs a hole, and he stores in there lefes utznonis, that's turnips and radishes. And simply, he wants to store it there, which would be a nice, cool, dry, cool place where it's not going to get too much sun. So he literally digs a hole in the ground, and he puts his vegetables there. Halacha is imhaya miktas ala megulon. Part of the leaves of the gourd and the radishes are still exposed. There's no problem with klayim because he's not planting it; he's just simply putting it there. There's no iser of shmita of planting it there, because again, he's not planting it. He's storing it. And it's not chayv maisris when he pulls it out of this area, because it's not considered that he uprooted from here. And even more of a chiddush, let me tell him on Shabbos. You let him take it out on Shabbos, because again, there's no iser of tailish of uprooting something, disconnecting something from the ground, if it's not planted there. Yeah, it's kind of like it's a refrigerator. Hazareah chita usarek achas. Person plants chita usaira, a wheat and barley together. Harei is a klayim, that is klayim. Now Rabbi Huda has a chiddush. Rabbi Huda Omer ain't a klayim. It's not klayim. Ad shiu shtei chita usar. You have to have three seeds in total. Oy chita ushtei usarin, oy chita usaira v'kusemis. He says the bottom line is any way you're going to say it, you're going to have three seeds, and the reason for that is because the pasuk says sod chalis isra klayim. It's an isra in the sade. He understands it's not considered a sade unless you have at least three plants growing there. So therefore, taking two according to Yehuda would be fine. And I believe we do not pasuking like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Mishnah Beis and Mitzvah. Sorry, with Parak Beis, Parak Sheni, and Mitzvah Shem next week.